Today, the Pentagon announced it will begin new studies on the effects of low-level exposure to chemical weapons. Numerous researchers have concluded in the past that there is no conclusive evidence linking unexplained illnesses in Gulf War veterans to nerve gas or other chemical agents. But those studies were conducted before the Pentagon determined that American troops had detonated hundreds of Iraqi chemical weapons at the end of the Gulf War in 1991. Today's announcement came as Congress was hearing dramatic testimony from Gulf War veterans who believe there was even more chemical exposure than the Pentagon has so far acknowledged. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
All three veterans who came to Capitol Hill today were in uniform, but only two adopted the familiar ramrod military posture. The third, Marine Major Randy Hebert, could barely sit up, could barely raise his hand, could barely speak. The Gulf War veteran has been diagnosed with what is called Lou Gehrig's disease. He blames his health problems on low-level chemical exposure during the war, not at the Camisea Weapons Depot, where the Pentagon has acknowledged that exposure likely took place, but in Kuwait at the end of the war. Hebert's wife, Kim, helped her Marine husband make his case.
His belief is the Pentagon knew from day one. That chemicals were used.
They have a reason
to cover the truth.
Yes. The main reason is the most down to money.
The main reason it boils down to money. They don't want to be held responsible. For all the people who are now sick.
Two major studies, however, have shown that veterans of the Gulf War aren't, as a group, sicker than soldiers who stayed home. Yet the discovery that Americans detonated chemicals at Camisea has opened up new questions. If the Pentagon did not, as it says, realize until 5 years later that chemical exposure was likely at Camisea, maybe there are other areas as well. Marine Gunnery Sergeant George Grass, whose mission in the Gulf was to observe, confirm, or deny the presence of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons, told House Government Reform and Oversight Subcommittee Chairman Christopher Shays he found evidence of chemical exposure in Kuwait.
As I was driving through this area, the alarm on the mass spectrometer went off with a full reading of sulfur mustard. We saw the weapons that were sitting there. They were 155 rounds with bands around them. They also had skull and crossbones tapes with red and yellow tape around them. They were from the United States.
Iraqi weapons?
Yes, sir.
But they were U.S.?
Yes, sir. Okay. Throughout the whole ammunition storage area, there was weapons there from United States, Jordan, and Holland.
Army Major Michael Johnson said he had a similar experience, confirming the presence of mustard gas in Kuwait in August of 1991. Despite the Pentagon's assertion at the time that these were false alarms, Johnson says he stands by what he saw.
I believe that when they said detections happened, they happened.
Major Johnson said he saw a British soldier come in contact with a blistering agent, but the British have said in the past that there was no confirmation of chemicals in the area, only fuel for Iraqi Scuds. When asked about the British conclusion, Major Johnson said simply, "I don't believe it." The British are apparently now having some doubts as well. They have commissioned a new research program to look into the illnesses suffered by British veterans, coinciding with the Pentagon's efforts to do the same. Pentagon spokesman Ken Bacon said that the discovery of chemicals at the Camisea weapons site has convinced researchers that they have to look further into what might have happened during the Gulf War that is making veterans sick.
Based on these reviews, we have decided to go back and initiate new studies. And just today, a proposal has been sent out for research projects. We're soliciting proposals to, one, look at for epidemiological studies in human subjects, including those we think were at or near Camisea at the time. And we've also asked for proposals on animal studies, both of these focusing on the impact of low-level exposure.
The Pentagon says these will be part of a galaxy of studies which the department will spend $15 million conducting. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.